It looks really, really strong.
Welcome
really
to Blog Talk Radio.
The overall fit and finish of it. And again, if you guys haven't seen the scene, you want some of those sneak peeks out there, go out and just look at all of the Instagram posts, Instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. All of those photos are out there. We are throwing sneak peeks out so that everybody can see it. And at the end of the day, you'll see what's kind of coming together and what's going to be unveiled this SEMA, which is October 31st.
It's going to be crazy. Caller, good morning. You're on the air with, let's see. Let's see, Bob, if we can bring him back in here. Hold on one second here.
I don't know what happened to it.
I don't know, Bob. It's been kind of a...
We're actually going to try to reach out and call over to his phone. Maybe he's got trouble calling in for some reason his end.
Yeah, it could very well be.
So we'll see how this turns out here in a second. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it, man. We've got a lot of crazy components on this ride. All, again, are going to be fully available. These are not parts that are specifically built for SEMA that won't be released. These are not prototype parts. These are parts that are going mass production this SEMA. So 2.5-3 weeks out, this will be available for the entire world to get their hands on. A lot of guys out there that have these S550 Mustangs. And again, everything that is on this car will transfer over all the way across every model line, whether it's, an EcoBoost 4-cylinder, the V6, whether it's a base model V8, the GT package, the GT350Rs, with the exception of like some of our front skirts, our carbon pieces,
sure,
the front
yeah,
fascias
yeah,
are different
yep,
there.
Absolutely.
So other than that, man, all these components will transfer over. So if you like what you see, you can get it.
And that's the thing, Bob, you want this to be, for example, if you're on a power tour, you're on a cannonball run or something, and something happens, you want to be able to go to Advance Auto Parts.
Just any local auto parts
and
store.
Pick up whatever you need. Good morning, caller. You're live on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Are you with us this morning?
Hey, it's Mitch from CPE.
Good morning, Mitch. We were experiencing a little bit of technical difficulty. I'm sorry. I saw you trying to call in. How are you today, my friend?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing well, man. We're talking a little bit about the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetic SEMA Mustang. The CPE system is installed. We're going to have Reggie call in as well and join us here so he can talk to us a little bit about it. I drove the car, Mitch, for the first time yesterday. And it was just an absolute animal. And that system you put together and brought forth is just incredible, man. Incredible, Mitch.
Well, thank you very much. We take a lot of pride in it. And we're glad you guys are happy with it.
I can't begin to tell you, the head of our corporate legal team, we have a weekly Friday meeting. He came in, he drove the car yesterday for the first time. The fender skirts, the body extension that Bub did on this car and the way he rounded it out, the aesthetics versus the mechanical, it's just such a beautiful fusion of both. And that car, when it hits 3,000 to 4,000 RPM, Mitch, and it comes on like an animal. And it's much different than the Turbinetics concept Camaro that he designed and built, in that that was 1,100 horsepower. This is 600 horsepower. It's the only one like it in the world, as you know. And how it lets that rear end go from a roll, Mitch, it's incredible what you guys have done.
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot. I mean, with these little 2.3s, it's amazing. They can spool up a pretty decent-sized turbo, and, I mean, it almost feels like the torque from the V8, but it keeps going. I mean, I'm happy to be working on this platform. It's really an awesome platform to be part of.
Yeah, super good, Mitch. It's we've had a lot of fun designing this thing and, getting all these guys' products out there. You guys over at CPE literally went above and beyond right there next to Steeda, man. You guys literally took everything that CPE offers, put it in boxes and shipped it down to us here in South Florida, man. And it's huge thank you to you guys for that. Everything was absolutely beautiful. You guys actually went out of the way on your end and sent everything off in the exact color powder coating that we wanted to do, all the way down to the huge race ready front mount intercooler we put on the front of this car, man. That was even done with a custom red coating for CPE's logo on the front of it.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, dude, when you see this thing, I'm sure you've seen it probably out on the Instagram pages. I mean, this thing is just as blacked out as it can get. You see carbon accents everywhere on the car. But then when you just see that huge aluminum silver front mount with the bright red CPE logo, it's like, yeah, dude, something's coming.
And that's true, Mitch. It's unbelievable. One of the things we were talking about at the top of the hour is, kind of What a mentor Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers has been to me. Billy Lane was to Bubba. And we've taken those two business models and kind of fused them into one. They are, you know, Paul Sr., despite what Pilgrim TV would have you believe, he's a man of great family. He is an amazing business mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And he built it from the ground up, much like Bubba and I did. The quality and design of what he and his son, Junior, did, Mikey as well, was second to none. And they were certainly an industry leader, which is kind of how we feel, because I followed that business model. I have injected it into our business model. Bub has brought Billy's build style into what he does. Much like you guys and the quality of what OCC did and what we've learned from them and what people learn from us, the quality is there with CPE. I mean, I just can't say it enough. The quality is there, Mitch. And it performs and it functions and it's direct fit. And you don't have to cut the car up and hack everything up. It's a great piece of equipment.
Oh yeah. We really appreciate it. I mean, quality is our number one concern. We make everything here in Beltsville, Maryland. And I mean, it's just really important to us that our quality is one step above the competition. Just the best way to do it is just make something better than everyone else. And we strive every day for that, just a higher level of quality, a higher level of performance, but with no sacrifice and affordable price, just trying to knock it out of the park.
I don't know why it's going into account. They're really having technical difficulties over there, Bub, at the place. I just can't say enough about the quality of what is there. I just can't say enough about, you know, the fit, the finish, the fit, man, the overall design and reliability of that thing.
Well, the other thing too is, you know, Mitch, and help me out here. I know that this just isn't from CPE side, customer performance engineering. This isn't just about the S550 Mustang 2.3 EcoBoost. You guys have a full product line for many vehicles out there, correct?
We started with the 2.3 from the Mazda suite, which has a lot of similarities. It's pretty much a Ford motor, so we kind of went straight into the EcoBoost. So we do the Fiesta ST, the Focus ST, the Fusion with the EcoBoost, the F-150, the Focus RS. We even do some stuff for all the V8 Mustangs, fuel systems, headers, and stuff like that. So we're really covering all the EcoBoost and more, and we try to kind of get the whole platform and do what we know best, the turbocharged direct injection cars.
And the other thing, too, that I think is very important to recognize here, it's, you know, Bub, the entire CPE line is going to now be available on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website, along with all of the other major partners, so that you can sell the SEMA package and sell these parts individually. And it's a very, very exciting time, because it's the first time in the history of this business of 15 years that we've ever brought that forward.
Yeah, it's you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. You know, we've partnered up with some of the biggest and strongest names out there in the industry. All names, by the way, that are making industry marks. I mean, these guys are all coming out hot with product for everything that is truly a hit right now in the automotive industry. So, you know, right now is the time to be in. It's the time to, you know, make strength and push things forward, you know, with guaranteed success, man. We've got a lot of good components out there, a lot of good companies out there that we're dealing with. And, you know, we couldn't be happier to get all this stuff done, man. The car is turning out insane. The products that are on it are just incredible, man. And it shows in the quality of the build. You know, when you take this thing out, it's nothing more than you get in the car, you start it, you go run the freaking thing, and it's right there. It comes right to life. It does everything you want it to do. It's smooth. It's easy to drive. But when you want it to work, it does work.
Hey, and Mitch, are you guys, I'm waiting for Reggie Wynn from Turbinetics to call in as well. Mitch, are you guys going to be at SEMA this year? If so, what booth will everybody be able to enjoy your product in?
We forgot the booth number again. We're usually upstairs. Last year we were actually right by Precision Turbonetics, right by the truck section where I have our Raptor out there.
Yep.
It's going to be hard to miss. Big tires, big wheels on it, all the big metal bumpers. So come check us out. We'll send you over our booth number so you can post it up, and hopefully you guys will come by, we'll get to meet you guys, and go forward from there.
You guys are going to be bringing out the Raptor, correct?
Yes.
That's going to be an amazing build, Bub. That's going to look really good, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I know they've got a bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff going on. I've seen some of the behind-the-scenes shots. We've done a lot of stuff with the Ford Series trucks as well, as we just did another one for one of the ball players, utilizing a lot of the Fab Force components. I know they got hooked up big time over at CPE by the guys at Fab Force. And I know what they've got sitting in those boxes, dude, is going to look insane on that truck.
It is going to look really, really crazy. I can't wait to see it. Well, we're going to spend some time, I know, over at the CPE booth. We'll do autographs over there, do a meet and greet, you know, bring some attention over there for them. Now, Mitch, will somebody be, as you know, the public unveiling of that car is going to be November 18th. I've asked Paul Sr. and his group of people to come down and join us in the VIP section. We're going to take the tour bus out, the race and rally team out. We're going to set everything up. They always put us in the VIP area so that the fans can see it. We have a very interactive rally, our team, driven by the world champion Gio Hammerbeck. So the fans like to come out and see all of that. Will somebody from CPE be able to attend this public unveiling where we will have three national magazines taking pictures? We'll be doing a meet and greet, and the car will be visible and viewable to the public. Will somebody from CPE be able to join us there on November 18th?
Yeah, definitely. We'll come down for it. Definitely worth the trip. Excited to do so. Either me or one of the owners, definitely someone. We'll send someone down. Looking forward to it. It'll be a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. They normally average, this is the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event, and they normally average about 25, 26,000 people. We think we'll have somewhere in the neighborhood of about 40,000 people there with this because of the attention this car is drawing. We've got a huge international audience that's watching this car. The European theater really wants the technical details on it. Although we can't release it yet, Bub's going to hit the button and go live with it the night before SEMA takes place so that people can see it and then, you know, see all the great parts on the website there.
I don't know. Is Mitch still with us out there? I can't
Are you
tell.
Out there, Mitch, with us?
Yeah. Sorry about that. My reception
was
good, but
yeah.
I just didn't know if we were having trouble on our end.
Sorry about that. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to coming down. I myself am looking forward to seeing all the technical aspects of it. I mean, I do a lot of these builds in the shop. I'd love to kind of even talk shop and kind of come down and see exactly what you guys did to it. I know a lot more goes into it than just our parts and just the stuff you show. I know it's just details, and it's not
it
seems.
Right.
It gets very hairy in terms of, you know, what we're doing and how we're doing it. And there's a lot to it, isn't it, Bub?
Yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, you know, just planning the build and the design of it and, you know, making sure that things work hand in hand. You know, you can't just take a bunch of parts and slap them together and hope that they're going to work. You've got to make sure that, you know, the stuff that you're purchasing from, you know, each individual component works with one another and that will give you the best end product. You know, you have to know that, you know, whatever size turbocharger I'm trying to install on these cars, again, this is all done with the 2.3 EcoBoost drop-in kit from Turbonetics Precision. So the end goal of this ride, you know, right now, as everybody knows, is this is a true bolt-on vehicle, you know, with the exception of, I mean, we've done serious body mods to it. A lot of custom one-off upholstery, a lot of custom, you know, powder coating and plating.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just, you know, what you see is what you're going to get out of a box. There's no way. There's no chance. There's a lot of time and work that's gone into it in terms of the aftermarket side. But truly, from a component standpoint, everything that has been installed on this vehicle, the S550 Mustang for SEMA, is an out-of-the-box item with the exception of its coloring. It's, you know, the actual end product, what you are seeing. So if you were to order, for example, the CPE front mount intercooler, any of the hot and cold charge pipes for these S550 2.3 EcoBoost, the Turbonetics Precision turbocharger, all of those are, you literally just get your UPS or FedEx shipment in, you open the box, you read the instructions, and you stick it on. It's that simple.
It really is that simple, Bub. I've watched as you've had to do no modifications to this car. I've watched as you've completely put this thing together from a layman standpoint. And that was the one thing that was most important to you.
Yeah.
How do I build this car and make it simple for somebody to buy the parts and put together?
Yeah. Well, that's, that's been the end goal. And it shows all the way across the board, man, with all the quality of components that we've stuck on this thing. I mean, all the way down to literally Watson Racing's roll cage for this car. They sent us in a 4-point. We opted to go with a 4, not a 6.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do a set of door bars in this car because it is still a street style car. So you want to be able to easily get in and out of the thing without having to crawl over a set of door bars. So, you know, everything from the Watson Racing roll cage, man, to even the fact that they sent us in a complete rear seat delete. So you take out the rear seat of this car. You're not just driving around with a hollow car in the back where you don't have any sound deadening material, dynamat, jute padding, whatever it is you want to have back there. You're not just leaving this huge open hole where it sounds like junk and you can hear the mufflers resonating through the front. They literally sent in ABS composite style plastic molding and material panels,
yeah,
that are of a rear seat delete. They're nice. They're flattened structure. And they're also wrapped in the factory Ford carpet. So not only do you get that, you get the roll cage. Everything slips right in, man. All of these components are just out of the box. You stick them in. And again, from Watson, we had that thing done in a gloss red powder coating. That was a custom finish as well. So what you are seeing is truly bolt-in products with the exception of the coloring and the finishes of them. Everything else is going to be an out-of-the-box, stick it on the car, which at the end of the day, that's what SEMA is all about, is what's coming out to the marketplace for the end user.
That's a good
or also
point.
The builder.
That's a really good point. You did this in a way that you take it out of the box and put it together, but it had to have your design prowess
to figure out
how to make it to go.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's, these aren't going to be pieces that you go and you see them at SEMA, but you'll never get them. This isn't a prototype build. This is a build that is mass production. Anything that is on this car, whether it be the carbon fiber accents from Carbon Creations, whether it be, you know, the Ford performance parts, we've got GT350R stuff inside of this car, all incorporated. The only stuff that is truly custom is either the finishing or also the upholstery in this car. You know, we in-house do all of our own upholstery, paint, body, mechanical, machine work. Everything gets done here with the exception of our plating and powder coating and also our three-piece wheels. Those are the only two things that we don't do in-house. So, you know, we have all this stuff done. It's all custom and done in different coatings, different finishes, but you can take every item that you see on this car and you could literally go to whatever website. Ours is going to be up and available on the first day of SEMA, October 31st.
Yep.
So any component that's sitting on that car, if you see it at SEMA, go straight to the site and buy it. We can even do them in custom finishes as they get shipped out the door.
And Mitch, what?
We've really been on that. Just being able to buy it and throw it on your car. We build shop cars here at the shop, and we don't like to do very like custom work because it's not what you could buy on our website. We like to have these parts